From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The presidents of the United States and Brazil both say they agree on the importance of collaborative efforts to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. The World Health Organization is warning Zika virus could spread rapidly through the Americas and affect as many as 4 million people. The Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small brains and heads of newborns. There is no treatment nor cure. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is arriving in Geneva today, but it's still not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will directly participate in UN talks on Syrian civil war. Despite the absence of an opposition delegation, UN officials opened the talks Friday in Geneva. It's the first international effort since earlier UN negotiations collapsed in 2014. Farah Atassi is an opposition member close to the High Negotiations Committee.
They're coming for a discussion with the Mr. De Mistura, with the UN, not for a direct engagement or negotiation or to start the political negotiation process with the regime.
The war in Syria has now been going on nearly 5 years. African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chairman Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the gathering, which this year focuses on human rights, with the crisis in Burundi at the top of the agenda. The AU is considering a plan to send 5,000 peacekeepers in to contain violence that has killed more than 400 people. Burundi's government says it will fight foreign troop intervention. This is VOA News. 10 migrants, including 5 children, drowned when their boat sank today in the Aegean Sea as they attempted reaching Europe. The Turkish news agency Dogan said 43 people were rescued. Meantime, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure over the number of migrants arriving in her country, with regional authorities demanding more resources to cope with the crisis in their localities. Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
And so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labour market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Officials in Seoul say countering a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat has South Korea poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against further provocations by the North. The U.S. missile system tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls are crisscrossing the state of Iowa this weekend, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals. The notable exception was Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. The billionaire businessman instead is looking past Iowa, opting instead to campaign in New Hampshire, which holds the nation's next nominating event, February 9th. The United States said Friday its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department said the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending and investment cutbacks by businesses, as well as slowing imports. China, the world's second biggest economy, reported its 2015 growth was the slowest in a quarter century, although at 6.9%, it was still markedly faster than that of the U.S. or Europe. American tennis star Serena Williams has been stunned in the finals of the Australian Open, losing to 7th seed Angelique Kerber of Germany. 28-year-old Kerber earned the title in the first Grand Slam event of the year today, downing the world's number one player in 3 sets. The men's final will be played tomorrow. Novak Djokovic of Serbia will play off Andy Murray.
That's the latest world news from VOA.